News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. If you don't know that song, that's a classic Beatles tune called Hey Bulldog.
Awesome, isn't it?
It took a bit to get to the punchline. But anyway, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and I'm playing a little Bulldog music, not because of the University of Georgia, but we'll go there later in the fall, but because it was a request from my friend Randy Lambert, who is, I guess, the chief head executive grand poopah of Santa Rosa County Animal Services, and this is our time for our Santa Rosa County update. And Randy, it's great to see you. I know you've got to be super busy, but for folks that don't know, talk a bit about your role at Santa Rosa County Animal Services and all the different things that you do, because the shelter is obviously a huge part, but y'all do more than that.
Yeah, absolutely. So officially my title is Chief of Animal Services for Santa Rosa County. I have a group of about 25 people that work in animal services in different ways, and that could be kennel techs, that could be front desk people, administrative people. Our animal control officers are also part of my business that I work through. And then our medical staff, which includes our veterinarian and all of our wonderful staff that we have in medical.
Wow, that's a lot. Do you ever sleep?
Very little.
Well, you've got a big event coming up and we are now, I think it's official. Are we in kitten season now?
Yeah, I don't really know when it stops around here. Something that I made a commitment to do and that we've been doing in February and March. Every Thursday in February and March, we did what we call Community Cat Day. We invite citizens to come in and rent a trap from us, a live trap, to trap feral community cats that are unaltered. And you know how to tell if they're unaltered or not. If that left ear is tipped, they are altered. If it's not, they probably are not altered. So that means they can reproduce if they're not altered. So anyway, they bring them in to us. We're advertising that we take 50 at a time.
Wow.
This is for Santa Rosa County.
Okay.
You have to be a resident of Santa Rosa County. You have to come in a live trap. They have to be big enough. They really need to be like 3 pounds, which is probably 3 to 4 months old at a minimum. And, amazingly, since the first of the year, 566 cats have been spay or neutered.
What?
At our shelter.
Are you kidding me?
No.
500, because that just blows my mind, because you're not the only ones doing this, by the way.
Oh, no.
We've got a whole other clinic that just opened up in Milton.
There's several clinics.
SNP happens. They're doing it on a regular basis.
Yeah, they're doing a phenomenal job. And then there's, other places. Accessible veterinarian care in Pace is doing it. There's other veterinarians that are doing it. If you as a private citizen grab this cat, take it in and have it altered.
But 560. I didn't even know we had that many cats running around.
Right, let alone. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Wow.
Dr. Sarah was coming in and helping us out with that. She is a phenomenal veterinarian. She's fast. Mm-hmm. She's like a sushi chef back there.
Oh, no.
Hibachi chef back there doing.
No,
she's awesome. But she's kind of moving on to do her thing.
Mm-hmm.
She's opening up her own clinic. Congratulations to her. So Dr. Malachi has assumed those duties for us.
And he's your on staff vet now, which we met a couple months ago, came on the show.
Yep. He's our veterinarian. He's our director medical director.
Thank you.
And he's came in and just kind of hit the ground running and working through all that. It makes a huge impact with this community cat situation. You know, cats are a little different. A lot of people complain about...
In so many ways.
Right, yeah, different than dogs. People complain about dogs and cats, but the cats, if they're in a group, they're not going to run out and attack somebody, typically. But a group of dogs can become very dangerous.
Mm.
If you take 3 dogs that aren't typically aggressive, but put them together and they get kind of amped up, they become very dangerous.
Huh.
And those are things that our animal control officers get into, identifying these types of areas where these types of dogs are active. Here's the most important thing. People need to report what they're seeing. Report that to our animal control officer dispatch, mm-hmm. and she takes your information. And in the state of Florida, you have to report your information. You have to. It cannot be anonymous.
I see.
So you have to report that. And, you know, you have to provide the evidence. We have a lot of people call and say, yeah, these dogs have been running around for a year, and they're attacking people and biting people, and they're going to kill something and blah, blah. And we're like, so when was the last time you called you? That you've called us? Oh, I've never reported it.
Mm.
When did your neighbor last report it? No, I don't think they've called you either.
Mm.
But you're all amped up because this has been happening for a year, but you haven't let us know about it once.
Right.
Now you're all excited about it, and potentially something very dangerous is going on,
mm-hmm.
and this is the first we've heard of it.
Right.
So you got to let us know. You got to give us that video evidence. You got to give us that affidavit.
What about that cell phone and take a photo?
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Take that information. Take the affidavits that we will provide for you. Fill those out stating that this is what you witnessed happened.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can act on stuff. A lot of people will just call and just say, yeah, I saw this dog. He was tearing up whatever or acting aggressive or whatever. Oh, no, I'm not telling you my name. It's at whatever address. Well, we need to get an affidavit for you. Oh, no, I'm not signing anything.
Mm.
Okay, well, then we really can't do anything.
Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. So if you did want to report something, is there a number they should call?
Yeah, just call the shelter, 850-983-4680. And then you want to take that option number two, which gets you straight over to the dispatch office. I got to say this also. So the dispatch, our dispatch for animal services works from 8 to 4:30, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday. After that, it's going to go over to the 911 center, and they're not really able to do all of that investigative stuff and mm-hmm. everything. They're probably going to refer you to call us during those hours of Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30,
mm-hmm.
And then let us do our work. 911 is like, hey, is your house on fire? You've been in a car accident,
right.
Somebody on the floor, mm-hmm. you know, that thing. Now, we do have 24/7 coverage of Santa Rosa County for animal control.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do have an incident that happens and you're going to call in to 911 and let them know what's going on, they're going to get you in touch with one of our animal control officers, and mm-hmm. then they'll kind of lead you through what needs to be done at that point. Which could include coming out and doing whatever at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, then that's sort of more of an emergency situation.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
We're talking with Randy Lambert. He is the Chief Executive Officer with and Director of Animal Services for Santa Rosa County. If you've got a question for him, you can always text that in. He's our expert this morning at 850-437-1620. We will be right back. Good morning. Happy April Fool's Day today, April 1st, 2026. I'm here with my friend Randy Lambert. He is Chief of Animal Services with Santa Rosa County. This is our Santa Rosa County update, and we're not joking around here. We are talking some serious stuff about animal control, animal services, and most importantly, I think right now, I'm just still amazed that you have done 566 procedures on cats.
Yeah.
To spay and neuter so
it's
that
amazing.
We can keep our wild cat population down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing work. And we do have two more dates coming up in the month of April. We're going to do April 10th and then April 24th. So we will make those traps available the Monday before those procedures. And then you just come in while the lobby is open. The lobby is open from 11:30 to 4, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then on Wednesdays, we're open from 11:30 to 6.
Oh, that's good. So if you wanted to see some of the animals that are up for fostering or adoption,
right,
after
absolutely.
Work, you could stop by
absolutely.
On Wednesdays.
Yeah, that's why we do the Wednesday
like
late
that.
Night. We thought that was a good time because, you know, Saturdays were open from 11:30 to 4. So, you know, there's an opportunity. And then we do the evening on Wednesdays to allow people to come in and either redeem their animals that have somehow or another gotten lost and
mm-hmm.
then we have found them and they can come pick them up then after work, or you want to come in and find a new one.
There you go. Okay, so this is a great thing because the Community Cat Day is for spay and neutering of cats, and specifically feral cats, I'm assuming, right?
Absolutely, yeah. No owned cats.
No domesticated, I guess. Well, owned.
Yeah. Not owned.
But April 10th, which is a Friday, and then every other week is the next one. It would be the 24th on a Friday. So you're doing that
I'm do I have the wrong dates?
April 10th. Is it Friday? I'm looking at my calendar.
Then it's going to be the 9th and the 23rd.
Oh, on Thursdays.
Yes, Thursdays.
Oops.
Oh, boy.
Well, okay, well, never mind. April 9th is Thursday the 9th and Thursday the 23rd.
You're right.
Okay. I didn't mean to.
My calendar's wrong.
That's okay.
Thank you for correcting
me. No, I was just checking it. But you're going to be doing that all from now on, correct?
We're going to try to do that. And here's what really dictates what we're going to do. It depends on what we have in the shelter that needs to be have a surgery of some sort. It just kind of depends on that.
Mm-hmm.
So if we end up with our own stuff that we have to work on, then we have to kind of push off Community Cat Day. Well, and I know it's very important, but, you know, just as an example, we have 158 animals in care.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot that are out in adoption. I'm sorry, out in foster. So we have like 50-something that are out in foster.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not all in the shelter. But, I have to keep my finger on the pulse mm-hmm. of what's coming in.
Right.
I mean, 158 sounds like a lot.
It does to me, but.
But a couple years ago, we were 600 plus.
Really?
Yeah. So I just have to keep my finger on that pulse to make sure that we don't get overextended with mm-hmm. the Community Cat
mm-hmm.
days.
Right, of course.
And don't service our own.
So probably the best thing to do would be to call and check.
Or look on our Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook
account
where we try to advertise everything on there that we're doing, whether it's our Wishlist Wednesday, which is today.
This is a great thing.
Yeah, right. So, if you wanted to donate something to us, you know, there's lots of ways to give. A lot of mm-hmm. people want to give in some way, and that's admirable to be able to do that. You can donate items, you know, mm-hmm. blankets or towels or whatever it may be, or time. You can come by and volunteer with us if you're interested in that. Just reach out to us at the shelter at 850-983-4680. You want to reach out to our volunteer coordinator, Tara. Tara will be able to help you out with that. And, you know, volunteering can be an hour a week or an hour every other day or once a month. Or
I like your doggy day out.
Doggy day out.
I just think
phenomenal.
That's the greatest thing.
It,
you can just take a break and just take a dog out for a little walk, get him a little doggy cup from
right, a pup cup.
pup cup.
Yeah, it's an awesome tool not only for the dog to get out and not be in the shelter, because honestly the shelter's crazy land, but it gets them out and lets them kind of reduce that stress a little bit. But it gives us an opportunity to get that feedback. Mm-hmm. How were they in the car?
Mm-hmm.
How were they wherever you took
around
them?
Around people,
right,
other dogs.
Because, exactly. You know, we've got 65 dogs in the shelter right now. Most of them, we have no idea where they came from.
Wow.
What their history is.
Yeah.
So any little bit of information helps us when somebody is looking to adopt. When they come in, we can pair you up with a dog that from what we've gathered
mm-hmm.
is a good fit for you.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And I like what this wish list Wednesday mm-hmm. is today. So I know Amazon, you
mm-hmm.
are on Amazon,
yep.
and Chewy, y'all
mm-hmm.
are on those
yep.
lists.
Sure.
And one of the things, too, I try to remind friends of mine is that I love to give Chew toys and all the cute stuff. However, I like going to the wish list because y'all need bleach. You need cleaning supplies. You need some of the stuff that's not so glamorous
right,
and fun.
Right.
And so I can go there, I can order it today, and it's there by tomorrow.
Yeah, it shows up really quick. Yeah, UPS, FedEx,
mm-hmm.
Amazon, they're all showing up really quick. One thing we used to order a lot of, and I want to give a shout out, we used to order food
right.
a lot. But we have a phenomenal deal where we were chosen
mm-hmm.
as, I think, one of 26, I think, is the original of of shelters in the U.S.
Wow.
Our county administrator made a relationship with someone a couple years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of worked out, and boom. Now, Mars, who makes candy bars, they also make a lot of animal food.
Interesting.
They are selling us dog food and cat food. I'm just going to say way cheap.
Wow, that's great.
Another thing that I'm trying to work out with them is a food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And with this food pantry, we will we do a food pantry in the shelter for just whatever we have on Fridays
uh-huh.
from 9 to 10.
So if you're short on dog food or cat food, you could come by and stop by on a Friday.
I can't guarantee that we're going to have whatever it is. That's all we're going to have. It's what we get donated is what
we
have.
Yeah, it's a nice
option.
But it
is there if you need it.
Okay, we're talking with Randy Lambert with the Santa Rosa County Animal Services. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Randy Lambert with our Santa Rosa County update. He is Chief of Animal Services. So we've got some things coming up that we want to let people know about, right?
Okay, so So in observance of Good Friday, the shelter will be closed Friday and Saturday. And if you want to come out some other time other than Friday or Saturday, I give you the address for the shelter. It's 4451 Pine Forest Road in Milton, not the one in Pensacola, but the one in Milton. So it's right behind the EOC for Santa Rosa County. Or you could give us a call if you need to just check on what's going on, 850-983-4680. If you would just want to come out and take a tour, I'd love to give a tour to anybody. Every once in a while, somebody will come in and they'll say, yeah, I just wanted to come see what's going on up here. You know, come by, sit down, we'll have a talk. You got any questions about anything? You know, want to take a tour? I won't say who it was, but a senator came into the office, into the shelter, I don't know, about a year ago. And I asked him, I said, do you want the nickel tour or the quarter tour?
Right,
which one do you want? And he said, well, I'll take the extensive one. And so I gave him the big tour of the whole shelter, and he was like, wow, I had no idea.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place. It's not typically what you think a county animal shelter is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
I have a phenomenal crew. I couldn't do it without my crew. My crew is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a couple more events coming up. It's not this weekend, but next Saturday, we're going to be at NES Cory Station from 10 to 12:30, and that is the Purina event that's going on out there. So we'll be out there with adoptable dogs. And then right after that, from 2 to 4, we're going to be at Petco in Pensacola. We have more dogs lined up, so if we adopt some out, we've got more lined up.
You got plenty to bring out.
Well, and that's one of the things is we have lots of dogs that are adoptable. It's just having handlers that volunteer to come and help.
Right.
So that's another duty of another way to contribute is if you could just help us at events
handle
the dogs. And it you know, it's just keep them on a leash. Mm-hmm. And if they need to go potty or something, take them to potty. And generally, these events last a couple of hours, so it's not like going to blow your whole Saturday away.
Mm-hmm.
But that would help us tremendously if we had more volunteers to do that.
Okay. That sounds great, because I know if I went out there, I'd be taking the dogs home is the problem.
Yeah, that's okay, too.
I know. He's super funny. You do such a great job, Randy. We really appreciate all that you're doing. I mean, people have no idea, I don't think, the extent of what animal services in quotes means.
I've been doing this for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea because I came from a different background. But my crew is outstanding. Uh-huh. I have people who work for me who've been there for 25 years doing this day in and day out.
And we've had several of them on the show. They're just awesome.
And my crew is awesome.
Okay. So what's the website and phone number real quick?
SantaRosa.fl.gov.
Uh-huh.
It gets us right there. You can go to Animal Services. You can see all the adoptable dogs and cats. Come see us at the shelter. We'd love to show them to you in person.
Okay. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you.